Sadly to say, I think Brother Teo, my cultivation has gone to
Oh, don't
Holland
worry. You have your parami with you. What you have done earlier on and your sincerity, they are still there. They will arise again when the condition is there. Where you are
already.
alone, you are alone so far. And of course, now we have the benefits of the website, you know what I'm saying? So if you still have the determination, the faith, the sincerity and the perseverance, you can spend more time listening to the Dhamma, then reflect, contemplate, develop the initial wisdom, follow Avijja Sutta. Then you are ready. My advice is take the vow, because the vow will drive you. Then follow my advice to do the daily religious routine to stabilize your cultivation. You know about the religious routine, eh? Every morning when you wake up, before you sleep, and in between, you meditate all while, then determine to be mindful throughout the day. All these are very beautiful cultivation.
Because 2 weeks ago, I have this feeling that I need to take the vows.
Sadhu is
And then I
the
got,
condition is there.
because I was like drifting, and then out of this, I thought, I just need to take the vow. So I got in touch with Miss Lee.
Sadhu, she can help you. Miss Lee is very
Then she
good.
say, oh, yeah, now we're doing this. So I thought, oh, it's a good time to come back. In She did ask me to talk to you or write to you.
Sadhu, Ken, you can write to
Then,
me through the email, yeah.
yeah, I thought I would text you or write to you, but I felt that I was not ready because I have not read
This
this
book.
book. It's like, I mean, I read it a long time ago.
Now you go through, it's different again, isn't it? Compared to last
No,
time.
I haven't finished yet, also. Okay,
I
Brother
know, at least today sharing,
Tim.
it appear like a lot of these things that I go through again, like you never heard it before, isn't it?
I said, what was I doing previously?
Means you don't have the condition to have that understanding as yet. Not only you, a lot of those who took the vow also said, they told me how it transformed them and changed them, and how later on after they took the vow, they determined, they developed the understanding. Then they read again, different again. A lot of Kayamita, the Heart Sutta, they read the meaning different, the understanding different. Then this Bodhisattva way read different again. The transcript will read different again. Then they listen to the sharing different again, because as you understand, you develop the progress. Then through the progress, the Dhamma flower, the Dhamma can penetrate deeper. Earlier on, most of you are not ready. You don't have the condition to penetrate or understand all of the sharing that I have given to you. In fact, my nature was ahead of time. When it come that time to all four, when I started sharing, the people who came to the class, they were not ready, hardly anybody. So at that time, I did hinted, whoever who can understand even 10% of what I share, he is already very, very good. Where that time was not easy. Most of them were so conditioned their mind. They were doing thought-based meditation. They don't know what sati is, what mindfulness is, what the true mind is. That's why without their understanding, how can they meditate? How can they progress? How can they do the actual training? So all this is very important, very beautiful. So not too late. So you slowly, with this condition, you will be able to gain back all those that you have started early on. Then from there, you grow. Most important thing is to have this treating. Faith, strong faith, sincerity. Then just do, persevere. Everything will unfold. The whole Bodhisattva way will unfold. Yeah. Then your Dhamma will become very, very different. Your Dhamma understanding.
I think I lack the perseverance.
Yeah.
How do I go
very
about?
Very easy. You listen. I ask you maybe two or three questions and you will know. First question is, do you value your life? Do you value your life? Where's your life?
Yes.
Now you definitely value, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you value your life, the next question is, you must understand what is the most important thing in life. What is the most important thing in life? You must have this Dhamma understanding, isn't it? Otherwise, you suffer. You become miserable. And you have gone through life for so long. And while you were with us, caring, you have your own maybe share of the ups and downs of life and whatever in between the problem that you have. You witness them. You confronted them. Then you realize the Dhamma is the only solution to all this. So after you have recognized the importance of learning this teaching, because it not only can help you liberate your mind, become enlightened, it solve all your problems. No more suffering after that. No more delusion. Then you understand life. You get to live life to the fullest. You can be a blessing to all. There is so much joy, so much peace, so much understanding. You are most of the time heedful, aware, tranquil, no longer heedless. That is the life that you will have. If I were you, I go all out to learn this teaching. That's how the faith and the understanding bring forth the virya. This is the most important thing in life to me. If I don't understand this teaching, when I was young, I think 4, 4, 5, I already tell myself what for I come to this world. I love myself. I cherish my life. If I come to this world to suffer, what for? I'm wasting my life. So this is fundamental, most important. That's why I went all out to cultivate, to develop the understanding, to perfect the understanding. And at the age of 35, everything just happened. You can say, I'm lucky, I have my partner, but that one is irrelevant. What is most important thing is the two questions that you ask. Do you love yourself? Is your life important? If your life is important, what is the most important thing that you must have to have a good life? So this will definitely drive you. Understand? Unless you see the importance of this teaching, you will not go all out. You will not sacrifice. You will think, never mind, later. You will procrastinate. To me, like poaching, they all experience and they realize life is very short. You cannot like assume that we are going to live very long. That's why I contemplate on marana anusati, on death. Death is a reality. Death is a certainty. Life is full of uncertainty when you don't have the Dhamma. But when you have the Dhamma, life is meaningful, wonderful. Then you can develop all of the beauty and wonders of life. You can experience them all. And you can develop this understanding to liberate your mind, to free your mind. to perfect order, wisdom, understanding, and virtue to understand life. Then life take a turn and become meaningful. So if this is what you want, then it will drive you. It will give you that virya to go this way. That's why I went all out. Nothing is more important than this. Can you understand? Huh?
So, can. Can. It's, it's sometimes we need a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah, you must set your priority in life correctly. Your priority is what?
Yeah.
If you choose to continue with the way you live your life, you check. Where will it end? You become what? Do you really understand? Because life is not just gong gong lai, gong gong tua, gong gong si. You know Hokkien, isn't it?
Yes.
Everything also gong one. Without Dhamma, without wisdom, everything is a gong gong one. Means you don't know what is happening. You didn't live life, the thought live your life. Yeah, most of the time, if you don't have the Dhamma and the cultivation, you are heedless. You think a lot, you worry a lot. Yeah. Your sankhara, your mental hindrance are very strong. Your spiritual faculty are not stable. You don't have heedfulness. You don't have clarity of mind. You are not mindful. You are not aware. You cannot understand many things. You don't even have self-knowledge of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being, and how your mundane mind still react and create all this entanglement to make you miserable, unhappy. So all this, you listen again to this sharing, it will help you, not only you, other Kayamita who has not developed the understanding to be serious about life. Because at the age of, I think, Form 4 was about 15 or 16 years old, I think. 1971, I remember that year. I just going through Form 5. I make that determination all out. I was exposed to that book, The Four Noble Truths. Somebody, my classmate sister, gave to me that first book, What Buddhists Believe, first edition, our late K. Sridhamananda, Dr. K. Sridhamananda. That was a very beautiful book. And when I realized that the Buddha's teaching was just so beautiful, the Four Noble Truths, there was no turning back. Because I knew this is the truth that I was looking for. But when I understand this truth, I become noble ones, enlightened ones. Yeah. And these are the noble truths that can allow me to understand life, both the mundane and super mundane, completely. And I don't have to worry about life anymore. And my mind is free, liberated. That's the reason why this teaching is so unique. And the Buddha is so unique. Out of love and compassion for living beings, he cultivated, perfected himself, and gave the world free this type of teachings, the Dhamma. So do reflect, do contemplate, listen to all this, make the affirmation. Unless you plant the seed of Bodhi and make the affirmation, you will not change. Because this is the most important thing in life. Without this, every samsaric experience is suffering and misery. If you love yourself, if you really have the understanding, is that what you want, you ask. So your priority, set it right. Okay, so?
Yep.
I think you can do it already, no problem.
I hope so.